Just in the garage here, friends, at the old homestead, and I came across these little set of brass scales just hanging up on the shelf. These brass scales. These used to be in my fishing bag many, many years ago, and yet the sad reality is that I don't think I caught too many fish that were heavy enough to move the scales at all. Just goes straight from 0 to 1 pound, so that would hardly move it at all. You have to put a bit of pressure on it to get it to go down, right down to 50, so that would be hopeful. These wee scales, quite cheap and maybe quite nasty, but there they are. Some of the older viewers might remember these if you're into fishing or anything like that. It's interesting that it says down at the bottom, not legal for use in trade, so they mustn't be all that accurate either. But the scales, the balances, pocket balance, Hope is Hope's the name of the manufacturer, made in Germany. So lots of lessons here from this little set of scales, this set of balances. There are many people today who believe that someday, whenever they stand before Almighty God, that their good works will outweigh their evil works. Their good works will outweigh their sins, and somehow that will balance the scales, tip the scales in their favour, and that will be the thing that will give them entitlement to heaven and to home. But the Bible actually says that not only have all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, it also reminds us that if we shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, we are guilty of all. And even more than that, Isaiah chapter 64 teaches us clearly that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. They're worthless in the sight of God, because everything we do, even our best thoughts, our best words, our best actions, our best deeds, are marred and tainted by sin. So there's no way at all that our good works will ever outweigh or cancel out our bad works. Whenever Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5 was celebrating and worshipping the false deities of his land and nation, blaspheming the God of heaven, living recklessly with that great feast that he made, the Lord came and spoke by writing upon the plaster of his wall. And Daniel came in and began to interpret the writing, and the writing in part testified that thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. And whenever we weigh up our lives and measure our lives in accordance with the word of God, the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, the letters of Paul and Peter and John, and especially whenever we weigh up our lives beside the Lord Jesus Christ, we discover that we are weighed in the balances and are found wanting. But you know, this little pocket balance is made by a German company called, it's maybe actually Hop, H-O-P-P-E. But you know, there's a wonderful hope for the Christian, the hope of the gospel, the sure and certain hope, that blessed, blessed assurance that the Son of God paid our price in full upon the cross. All the weight of our sin was placed upon him. All our iniquities on him were laid. He paid the price. He paid the debt in full for his people. What a wonderful, wonderful Saviour. Such is the greatness of his grace that he died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And the scripture teaches us that there's sufficiency and that once for all sacrifice of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ to pay the price, the debt for our sins in full. He has paid the price for me. He has paid the price for his people. And so for heaven and home, our only hope is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our only hope is in the person and work of the Saviour. Maybe you've never trusted him today. You're hoping somehow that your sins will not find you out, but the Bible says be sure that they will. Be sure your sins will find you out. The word of God says God requireth that which is past. The scripture says that every idle word that men speak, they shall give an account thereof on the day of judgment. That's why today you need a Saviour. And yet the Son of God is the only Saviour. A full and perfect and complete salvation can be found in him. You come to Christ today. Don't trust in your works. Don't trust in your religion. Don't trust in your church. Don't trust in your baptism. Don't trust in your confirmation. Don't trust in your communion. Don't trust in your charity. Put your faith and trust in Christ. and in Christ alone. For the just shall live by faith. And if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friends, thanks for joining us today. See you again next time. Bye-bye.